What would you increase?
Obviously, road performance, the road situation.
Ups and downs. Little things here and there that we need to get corrected, and we'll take care of it.
Jimmy, what did you see on the throw to Edelman on that first drive where you ended up putting the ball in the linebacker's chest?
Just a little miscommunication between us, and I can't make that throw. I can't put it in the linebacker's hand, give him a chance like that. So just got to be smart in the red zone like that.
Is that a byproduct of not necessarily getting as much practice time of him just based on his absence at points?
No, I mean, it's my fault. I can't put in a linebacker's hands like that. I mean, that's just bottom line. So, just got to be smarter down there. I mean, it's tight windows, tight throws, and just got finished with some touchdowns.
You mentioned a few little things that need correcting. Time is rapidly running out for week one. Is that enough time to get things fixed?
We'll do our best to get them there. We got 2 weeks till then, and we'll work our tails off to get to that point, and, we'll get there.
Was it hard for you to know rhythm-wise to first three series, before you come back in. Explain your approach during that period.
Yeah, it's different, but that's just you always you don't know what to expect. You don't know when you're going to play, when you're going to be taken out. So you just kind of have to react to it and respond to it in the right way. Like I said before, there's little things here and there. Overall, there were some good things that we did tonight. But, we just have to get the little things corrected or they're going to bite us in the butt.
Were you aware this is how it's going to play out? You were going to start and then be relieved and then come back in? Were you at least aware of that kind of play?
No. I found out I was going to start and then that's coach's call. It's not my call. So just have to react to it, I guess.
Unlike last week, we found out pretty suddenly before the game that you were going to start. How much notice did you have?
It wasn't as close to game time as that was, but the day of the game, yeah. So little more lead time than last week, I guess.
There's such a fixation on quarterbacks in the NFL and how teams operate with quarterbacks. Does our fixation, the fans' fixation, on whose team is it? How much ownership do you have? Do you consider that when you're on the sidelines, when you're interacting? You try and stay away from farm in terms of he's not going to be here, he's not here to help you drive
him back. I wouldn't say I try to stay away from him. We're always interacting, just all the quarterbacks, Jacoby included. We're all talking on the sidelines, stuff like that. What you see, what I see type of thing. And it's a healthy relationship that we have. And, obviously he's not going to be here once the regular season comes, but, just kind of have to go about your business as you usually would. If you start thinking about all that stuff, it's just going to cloud your head and get you all confused, I guess. It's all good, Tom.
Jimmy, you are turnover free in the preseason. Like you said, you don't want to throw the ball on the back of your chest, but how much pride do you take in anything about 6 foot?
That's the first step. As a quarterback, you got to make good decisions and everything, and that's pretty important. If you don't turn the ball over, you give your team a good chance to win. When the defense is playing like they played today, three interceptions like that, it really helps you in field position and really every aspect. All good?
How far are you on yourself when it comes to critiquing yourself?
About as hard as it comes. Going to watch the film. I can't tell you everything I did wrong or did right tonight, but I'm going to check out the film and the things that we didn't do right, we got to get corrected in a quick time frame. We only got 2 weeks until regular season hits, and so we'll get those things corrected.
The Panthers were playing most of the start of the defense. That was a very good defense.
Mm-hmm.
Just what was it like going up against more of a first team defense?
It was, they're a heck of a defense. They one of the best in the league, I'd say, and it shows. They played well. They really don't have any flaws in the defense. So you got when you're playing a defense like that, you can't make mistakes. So you just have to go out there and do what you can.
After being kind of relieved and going back in, were you able to pick up anything from watching Tom to kind of move forward and
Little things here and there. Just kind of you get to see the film on the sideline. I mean, we actually got to see it today with the Surface Pro and all that stuff. So, I mean, that's obviously helpful. You get to basically watch film on the sideline. So, yeah, you pick up little things here and there, just what their coverage is doing and whatnot. But, you know, I was in there before, so I had a pretty good feel of it.
3 weeks in a row, that team starting defense. How much would you say this process just helped you sort of grow really quickly into something?
A ton. It really has. You know, being able to get the start and everything like that, it's only going to benefit me going forward. I mean, regular season's right around the corner, and we're excited about it.
Final question. You had a 2-minute drive at the end of the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
How did you break that
down? Not what we wanted to do, but it was a tough situation. You know, we in the 2-minute drive, you really got to get it going, and we didn't do that, so you know, it makes it tough on third and long like that. All right, thanks, guys.